Emil Selig, sworn in for the defendant, 50th, to testify. I am Mr. Frank's father-in-law. My wife and I live with Mr. Frank and his wife. The kitchen in our house is next to the dining room. There is a small passageway between them. The sideboard in the dining room is in the same position now, as it has always been. Mr. Frank took breakfast before I did on April 26th and left the house before I breakfasted. I got back home to dinner about 1:15. My wife and Mrs. Frank were eating then. They told me in the morning to come home a little sooner, that they wanted to go to Grand Opera that afternoon and have dinner a little earlier than usual, and I came home a little earlier. Mr. Frank came in after I did, about 1:20. There was nothing unusual about him. No scratches or bruises about him. He sat down to his meal. The ladies left us while he was still eating. I don't know what Mr. Frank did after dinner. I went out to the chicken yard. Mr. Frank was still in the hall when I got back. I laid down and went to sleep. I did not see him when he left. I saw him about 6:30 that evening. Mrs. Frank and Mrs. Selig had not yet gotten back. They came in a short while. We ate supper about 7 o'clock. I noticed nothing unusual about him at supper. We finished supper about 7:25. Mr. Frank sat in the hall and read. A party of our friends came to the house and played cards after supper. Frank and his wife did not play. They do not play poker. They play bridge. He was reading in the hall while we were playing. He came in one time while we were playing and said he read a story about a baseball umpire's decision and he was laughing. Frank answered the doorbell several times that evening when the guests came. He and his wife went to bed before the company left, about 10 or 10:30. He came to the door and told us good night and went upstairs. His wife went up shortly afterwards. Our party broke up about 11:30. I did not hear the telephoning early Sunday morning. I saw no scratches on Frank Sunday morning. Cross-examination. I have never seen the servants move that sideboard. I say it was about 1:20 when Mr. Frank came home to lunch because I left town about 1:10. The car reaches our corner between 1:10 and 1:20. I got home a little after 1, about 1:10. Mr. Frank may have laid down and taken a nap after dinner. I don't know. I laid down and took a nap. Mr. Frank was gone when I woke up. I have heard Mr. Frank frequently call up the factory from his home at night. I talked very little with Mr. Frank on Sunday when he got back home. I don't recall any conversation I had with him relative to the murder. I did not pay any attention to anything he said about the murder at dinner time. I have no recollection of telling coroner's jury that he did not leave before I got up. I don't know what I told coroner about talking to Frank that day. I knew that my son-in-law was superintendent of factory and that a girl was found killed there, and I did not refer to the subject that day. I don't remember saying that Frank didn't say anything about it when he came home. I ate dinner with him. I remember stating at coroner's jury that Frank came home and didn't say a word about it all day to me.